Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Kuhl is here. Stephen's a great member of our Brain Trust. He is responsible for financial institutions and strategic partnerships with the Western Union Business Solutions Group, and I've worked with these guys for a couple of years. I know that they are true blue supporters of Main Street businesses. And they do that through their support of Main Street financial institutions, especially all the community banks, especially including the credit unions. And he's here to talk to us about some of the trends, some of the new things that we need to pay attention to, that the banking industry has to pay attention to if we're all going to come out of this thing and survive on the other end. Stephen Kuhl, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Jim, and thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Stephen. Thanks for being here. Hey, Steve, talk to us about this force that we all know and we talk about a lot on the show. We seem to talk a lot about millennials, the Gen Y folks, 84 million of them. They're all in the, basically in their 20s and 30s now. They're a full force financially and in the workforce. They're making their will known, and they're having an impact on banking, aren't they?
Well, without a doubt, Jim. I mean, if you think about, you know, the banking industry at large, community banking, inclusive of credit unions, of course, you know, I think it'd be fair to characterize it for an extended period of time as one that really has revolved around kind of a status quo type approach, Jim, to what they do. And when you look at the millennial force, especially, you know, what really stands out is heightened expectations. That is, millennials are the antithesis, the opposite of status quo. And it's really forcing community banks and credit unions to, you know, to adapt in a far, far more rapid way.
My generation, the baby boomer generation, if we didn't like things, we may have made some changes, but mostly we just grumbled about it and kind of pecked around the edges. The millennial generation, they just, if you're irrelevant to them, they just go away. They just disappear, don't they?
They do. And you know, the millennials, obviously, they have so ubiquitous of digital options out there.
We didn't have options. That's the reason we had to peck around. We didn't have options. They have options now, don't they?
Oh, vast, expansive options. And you know, even myself, Jim, you know, working in the industry, it's literally month by month, I'm seeing so many new entrants. Yeah. Competing, you know, from that fintech principally side or a neobank side, that it's difficult to keep up.
What concerns me about fintech, and I'm not saying that obviously they've got a place, they've got the right to be where they are, and some of them are doing a good job, but I'm concerned that some of them, their model, their what they offer is so expensive. And the millennials in seeking out, you know, something that's more hip for them, something that's more relevant to the way they think, they might actually be paying more than they have to. That I'm concerned about that, including especially for small business owners, for millennial small business owners. What do you think about that?
Well, I think your theory has validity, Jim, and I'll give it an example. You know, I think when we talk about fintech, oftentimes people think about something that is discrete and separate from traditional financial institutions. But if you peel back the layers a bit, what you often find when it comes to fintech, especially fintech related to the pursuit of traditional
banks. Steve, let me stop for a second. Folks, when we say fintechs, he's talking about the online financial institutions, whether they're banks or financing companies or crowdfunding companies. That's what he means by fintech. Now go ahead, Stephen.
That's exactly right. It may be, you know, alternative lenders, alternative cash management, payroll type services. These are the ones traditionally commanded and controlled by community banks. But really what you're finding is kind of almost a convergence, Jim, a hybridization that is many of these fintech actually now have traditional banks behind the scenes, if you will, who are underwriting ultimately, you know, many of these services. And so there's a kind of a form of intermediation almost happening where you have a fintech on the face of it with a community bank, credit union, or one of their larger brethren behind it.
Don't you agree, though, that most of them are charging fees and rates that are that if the customer, if the prospect would just take a little more time to deal a little bit more with the traditional industry, they could save a lot of money. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're exactly right. What we know about millennials, when you look at most of the studies and the surveys out there, it does say that millennials will pay a premium for that experiential part. So if a non-bank or fintech competitor is offering, you know, a heightened, improved experience, the millennials will pay for that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be that way. Community banks, credit unions are oftentimes in a position that they're playing catch up, and you see that in a number of ways.
That's their own fault for being hidebound.
That's exactly right. You know, the millennials don't want to be tethered, so to speak. And we see that, Jim, in my my arena, which is international, working with community banks and credit unions on a daily basis. And I'll just give you a tangible example. You know, essentially, if you go to community bank or credit union websites around the country and just pick a few at random, you'll notice when you go in simply type in a keyword or search for international services, you know, transferring money abroad, more times than not, you're going to find it a very arduous, difficult process at a community bank credit union. So when it comes to providing international services, the end consumer, that millennial prospectively, is forced to oftentimes get on the telephone, which they don't want to do, or go into a branch, which they don't want to do.
But you and I both know that if a millennial goes online and borrows money, gets a line of credit from a fintech, they're going to pay sometimes what I would call usurious rates, but certainly completely in the double digits in terms of interest rates. And I don't know anything about the fees, maybe more even fees, but if they would get up off their backside, go down and talk face-to-face to a local community bank branch manager or loan officer, they could get the same loan for single digits, 7, 8, 9%, not 15 or 16 or 30%. So millennials, pay attention to this. I know it's cool to do banking online, but you might be paying too much. You might want to go get face-to-face with a banker. It could save you a lot of money. It could actually be the difference in whether your business succeeds or not. 20 after, right back with Stephen Kuhl. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.